This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Chinese health officials in the central city of Wuhan confirmed 136 new cases of a new coronavirus, a huge spike over the past 3 days. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the latest.
Health authorities in a central city where the viral pneumonia appears to have originated say they now have around 200 infected patients. As of the weekend, a third patient there had died, bringing the death toll to 3. The outbreak coincides with the country's busiest travel period, as millions board trains and planes for the Lunar New Year holidays. China health officials say the source of the new type of coronavirus has not yet been found, and they don't fully understand how the virus is transmitted. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It's going to be a historic week in Washington as the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump gets underway. AP Shelley Adler reports.
While most members of President Trump's legal team will try to prove their client did nothing wrong with Ukraine, the role of Alan Dershowitz has to do with what's impeachable under the Constitution.
I'm a liberal Democrat who's been critical of many of the policies of the president. I'm here as a constitutional lawyer.
Lead impeachment manager, Congressman Adam Schiff, on the role of Dershowitz.
That's the argument I suppose you have to make if the facts are so dead set against you, if the president has admitted to the wrongdoing, his chief of staff has confessed to the wrongdoing, his European Union ambassador has confessed to the same quid pro quo.
Both Schiff and Dershowitz appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Philippine officials are cracking down on people being allowed visits to their homes they fled after Taal volcano erupted. They are citing threats it could still explode. Over 110,000 people have taken refuge in evacuation centers since Taal burst to life a week ago. From Washington, this is VOA News.